Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes in the middle of the week to think about astronomical things. I'm here with Kira Hamner. She's a master's student at UCT and she's studying something called fast radio bursts. Yes, fast radio bursts. You may not have heard of these. She's going to tell us what they are and she's studying them in a rather unusual way. So, good afternoon, Kira.
Hi. Good afternoon.
Fast radio bursts. First of all, what is a fast radio burst?
So fast radio burst, or FRB for short, is basically a really, really bright pulse of emission that we see in the radio part of the spectrum. So when I'm talking about the spectrum, I'm talking about the spectrum of light, and the light that we see with our eyes is in the optical part of the spectrum, and then the radio part of the spectrum is at lower wavelengths that we can't see with our eyes, but we have telescopes that do see these wavelengths. And fast radio bursts, as I said, are really bright in the radio. They last for a very short time, a few milliseconds, but within that time they put out as much energy as the sun does in 3 days. But up until now we actually don't know what causes them, so they're quite mysterious.
So could this be related to last week when we were talking about techno signatures and aliens?
Some people have proposed so. There are a lot of different models that aim to explain what causes fast radio bursts. But right now, the most popular ones invoke some kind of compact object like a neutron star, which is the same cause of pulsars.
Okay, so we have these fast radio bursts and they're going off. Are they going off all the time in the universe?
So people have estimated basically that there could be up to 10,000 per day going off in the sky, but it's really hard to find them because by the time they're light, they're cosmological, extragalactic, meaning they happen outside of our own galaxy. They're really far away. And so by the time their light reaches us, the strength of that signal is already 1,000 times weaker than if you were standing with a cell phone on the moon and I detected that signal from Earth. The signal of FRBs is already 1,000 times weaker than that by the time it reaches here. So it's hard to detect them all and therefore to know for sure how many they are.
Okay, so you're devoting your time to looking for something that's there just in a flash, a few milliseconds of something or other. We don't know what it is. It's all very mysterious. But you're also looking at it in a particular way. You're trying to find, as you were saying to me earlier, you're trying to find an optical, what did you say?
An optical counterpart. So basically, like I said, there are a lot of different models that try to explain what could be causing these bursts. And some of these models can be ruled out if, for example, we were to detect FRBs at other wavelengths. So if we were to observe these in the optical, for example, then we'd be able to rule out certain models and other models would become more likely and we would get closer and closer to figure out what is actually behind these bursts. But it's surprisingly difficult to observe them in other wavelengths because, as I said, they only last for a few milliseconds. So it's really hard to see one in the radio and then call your friend who's at an optical telescope and say, hey, I just saw this burst. Can you quickly point your optical telescope and see if you see anything? Because by the time you've done that, it's far too late. And that's where we have an advantage here in South Africa because we have the Meerkat telescope in the Karoo, which is a radio telescope. But then a few hundred kilometers away, we also have Meerlicht, which is Dutch for more light. And this is an optical telescope, and it was commissioned specifically with the goal of observing simultaneously with Meerkat, meaning that at the same time, you have an optical telescope somewhere and a radio telescope somewhere else pointing at the same patch of the sky at the same time. And this, we hope, basically will make it easier for us to, if there is a fast radio burst, and if they do emit in optical wavelengths as well, we hope we can catch it because we have this unique simultaneous optical radio view of the sky.
And nobody's ever seen one before.
No, not in wavelengths aside from radio.
Wow. So you heard it first here. So this is brand new research, groundbreaking research or sky-breaking research, I don't know. This is fantastic. So look, good luck with your research, Kira. I really hope that you find a fast radio burst in the optical wavelengths. This would be amazing.
Thank you so much.
And thanks for coming to talk to us as well. And for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies. FM.